I'm Greg Korchnak. I teach 8th grade science, and I'm a board game ambassador. You're listening to the Nerd Louisville Podcast.
You're listening to the Nerd Louisville Podcast, and we have the crew from Fandom Fest, which is coming up this weekend with us. I'm Mike.
I'm Matt.
And why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves?
This is Chris. I'm with Promotions.
I'm Kenny D. I have something to do with a little bit of everything.
So let's say someone's listening to the podcast and they have no idea what Fandom Fest is. What the hell is it?
We don't know either.
That's not a good answer.
It's actually a little bit of everything. We love all fandom. It could be gaming, it could be pop culture, it could be comics, it could be movies, TV series, it could be art, technology, music. Fandom has actually grown a lot. It originally started out of horror, a horror convention for fans of, you know, Michael Myers, Jason, and Freddy Krueger, and stuff like that. We've been doing it for about 12 years. FandomFest next year will be 7 days. We're expanding it create. We own Bourbon Palooza Weekend, so we're going to produce Bourbon Palooza.
You own what?
Bourbon Palooza Weekend.
Oh wow! Okay.
We're going to do we're getting together with all the independent distilleries around the country that want to come in for the Bourbon Palooza Weekend. The big boys here locally. We're going to scatter it around. We're going to do a Fandom Fest 5K. We're going to do a Fandom Fest fun run. We're going to do tons of other events going through it. And we're actually bringing something in called Ajax, Anime Gaming Expo, on the weekend before.
Nice.
And then we're going to bring in back our Music Mayhem. We're trying to just bring up all this shit in Louisville we can that's basically... that should be there. See, Louisville's that city that I get tired of hearing about. That's the possibility city. But my understanding is from people who've been here, you know, I'm 48. So I've lived through a lot of the, you know, failures of the city. And I love this city and I love this state. But they're kind of like small-minded and they don't believe Louisville's big enough to go big. And I do, because we're considered a medium market. And I've lived in San Francisco. We're outside New York City, Las Vegas.
Sure.
I'm from the south end of Louisville.
Yeah.
So Fandom Fest to me is a composite of everything I want. I want it to be bigger. I want it to be about independence. A lot of people have given us shit unknowingly. And I started to, you know, I pretty much just sat back and let them talk for years. Challenged a couple of them in an MMA ring and didn't get any response with that. I told him, I said, you know, look, I said, it's real simple. I said, you're going to be a pro. Cause you know, I don't talk about you or anybody else. I'll pay for the ring, the lawyer, the EMT. Oh, and I never heard shit from that person.
That's the craziest story. When I knew I was going to be talking to the dudes from Fandom Fest, I didn't realize that there was going to be a backstory about martial arts, combat,
you know,
arena.
I'm a fan of all that. I studied that for years. I was a bodybuilding coach in the 80s when steroids were legal. You know, people were jacking that shit in people's asses up and down. I used to own medical centers in Vegas. And when you've got big people... who I won't say who because I'm not obliged to, that stare you down in court. People out here say shit, and I look at them and say, you know, guys, look, I have conservative friends. I have Christian friends. I have atheist friends. I have all types of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that knows me, I will give you the shirt off my back. This guy needed something one time. You know, I helped him out for a while. I could have hired somebody else.
Pointing to Matt for all
Matt,
you
Matt
McCloud.
Matt is a great guy. You know, we'd still be working with him. You know, if Matt wanted to come back, he's always welcome. But, you know, Matt went through some health challenges at one point. And I make the joke about Matt, about the day that I walk in the room and Matt had a pancreatitis attack. He's there laying up in the bed and one of our good buddies was there together. And I walk in and all I'm looking at is Matt's underbelly. And I'm like, that's a sight, Matt.
That's a scary sight.
It was scary. But we're glad he's okay because, you know, we really, you know, we missed him. A lot of the crew still talks about Matt and what he did for gaming. And what I was trying to get to in the whole story was simply this, is that, you know, we don't talk about anybody else. We just do our thing. We put our head down.
Mm-hmm.
We want everybody to be successful. We got a lot of crap for mistakes we made. And I look at people and say, really? You know, you're talking about a show 3 years ago that we made mistakes on that we had no idea was going to be that big.
Sure.
You know, Kevin Smith even says, you're bigger than New York. And we're like, no, we're not. And sure enough, we, you know, it happened.
Yeah.
It got big as far as bigger guest lists. And we straightened every one of those problems out. It's been phenomenal. We've had a lot of people in the art community that used to buzz us and say we're not for independence. And I looked at them and say, dude, I'm an artist. I went to Bellarmine Art School. I dropped out. I can draw.
I dropped out.
I can draw as well as you can. Don't hand me that I don't want to respect them. And I went back to the 70s and talking about artists and people like that. That I said, look, I'm just a guy who's trying to create his own life and doesn't sit on his ass.
Yeah.
I will help anybody, bring anybody in. Chris will tell you. I've been there from day one for him and other people. We just did some charities. We're doing big time charities for cancer unit for the kids at Concert Children's.
That's with the Nerdy Planet, right?
That's with the Nerdy Planet. Nerdy Planet is a not for profit, even though it's a for profit. We're not doing it to profit. We do a lot of stuff at the Nerdy Planet just to help the kids.
And for people who aren't listening and they don't know what Nerdy Planet is,
Nerdy Planet is our store. It's a nerd store. It's a comic book store. We've got games there. We've got an event location. We're going to put a mini theater in it. It's going to hold 50 people. Watch movies there. We're going to start having we're going to get a liquor license soon. We do anything and everything. But
where is it located at?
It's just south of the expressway, Gene Snyder, past that the former Rage.
See, that's
cinemas.
Way outside of my bounds. Like right, I live in Germantown, and like everything outside of like a 2 mile radius is just gray zone for me.
I hear you, bro. I mean, and that's cool. And that's why we're not, like we tell people, we're not competition for people in the East End. We're not competition for people in you know, certain areas. Everybody can hang out. You know,
we have there's surprisingly a shitload of game stores in Louisville.
There is. You know, you guys did a good thing. I really dug what you guys did when you went around and checked everything. I thought that was the coolest shit.
Yeah, that was Andy Bates, who is our secretary treasurer. He wrote that series of articles, and it really wasn't like to review the stores per se. It was more to just like inform people because all the different stores have different vibes and different, you know, cultures.
Well,
and
you know, man, I respect that because, you know, I hate critics. And let me tell you why I hate critics, because nothing's perfect.
Yeah.
It's just not for you, bro.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You just say it's just not your thing, man. Maybe somebody else will dig it. You know, it's just not my area, not my thing. You know, it's like not everybody wants to drink. I mean, I'm not a drinker.
Yeah.
I can't drink. My liver won't let me anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem if you want to drink. You can get stone drunk off for all I care. I don't give a shit. But
we do at our Slurry Roll events every second and fourth Sunday.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on.
Right here.
So Chris, let me get you in on this. You're in charge of promotions. Is that right?
Yeah.
Promote the event a little bit. Tell us a little bit about, you know, like Ken was saying, like that might not be your thing, but like, you know, like tell people what it is about, like what's going to be there. What can people expect to experience? And, you know, like, so, you know, like what are if somebody goes to Phantom Fest, what are they in for?
Oh, they're in for everything. I can start it with two words. Stan Lee. We start with that.
Yeah. Tell us about that. How'd you guys get Stan Lee?
That would be Ken. So, but
we had him in 2013 and it kills me because he loves my wife. And my wife was not a comic book fan. And
wait, what do you mean he loves your
I mean,
wife? Is this like a sexual thing?
She's a super sweetheart.
She's a sweetheart. And she has this calming voice. And his assistant adores her. And, you know, we just took care of everybody. I mean, it was really cool what they did the first time they came. A bunch of fans can be jerks. So they were kind of like, you know, in the meet and greet with Stan, they were just like hard up because they want to get to him. And Stan pretty much leveled them out. And I was just like, holy crap. That was the year we had Gene Simmons, too, which was badass. After that, we kept in touch with him continuously. We wanted to bring him back. And they finally agreed to it. And so this is the last year. You know, they picked five shows. And ours was one of the five shows they wanted to come to. So we went back out to L.A. Earlier this year. We went back out to Gene Simmons' place. He's a great, He's a great guy. I swear to God. Everybody keeps saying, oh, was he a jerk? No, I love Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
He is the behind closed doors. He is the best human being I've ever met.
Nice.
And he's so humble about everything. And
now, is Gene Simmons kind of a nerd also? I gather he's a total nerd, dude.
You should see the inside of his house. I mean, it's the one that was on TV on Family Jewels. And his collectibles, I mean, he'll talk shop. He's a huge comic book fan.
Nice.
And he's good friends with Stan Lee, and he knows it all. Back in the 70s, man, he was quoting crap I haven't thought about since 1974.
Nice.
You know? It was just great. He's kind of into games, but he's not as much into games. He's all about the game of life. You know, he knows he and I joked about that. You know, life's a game. You know, man, we like to play we like to play that board. and he's big into geek culture. I was really surprised. We started talking about a few things. I'd love to get out to talk to him more because he's just, when the door is closed, man, he's a sweet man. He is. He's
awesome.
Serving you food. His wife was there. His daughter. She's gorgeous. His daughter is amazingly beautiful.
That's awesome.
Really sweet. They were all sweet people.
Nice. So, Stanley.
Yes.
So, you guys have a thing called the Stanley Experience.
Yes,
what
we
is
do.
That?
That's pretty much they get in. They are able to get their front in line, his Excelsior Experience with Stan. They get to get the photo op. They get to go to a special event with him. They get to go get an autograph with him. They get to... They get to cut in line for everything. They get to cut in everybody's line, celebrity-wise, as far as we call it line jumper, like Disney has line jumpers.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
They get to have special lithos that nobody else gets, special T-shirts that nobody else gets that Stan Lee's people approved.
Yeah.
Just really cool stuff like that. You know.
And that's, how much does that cost for
honestly,
somebody?
Honestly, I don't know offhand.
Okay.
Really, they have to go online to www.fandomfest.com and hit the
check
ticket
that
button.
Out. And then they can see all that? Okay.
Yeah, and they can check all
that
information.
Yeah, I saw that there was like a link you could click for the Stanley experience. Yeah.
I will say this. For what we do, we are the least expensive convention. You know, and we are the only hometown convention that puts these shows on. There's another, I won't say who they are, comic book show, one that... was bought, and he's a nice guy, but he doesn't live here. He lives in Ashland, Kentucky. So we're the only Louisville, you know, we're probably a Louisville Independent Business Alliance.
Sure, yeah.
A little
yeah.
weird, you know. We're trying to, we want to support local as much as we can. So
awesome. Very cool. So, Chris, what else do you got going on besides Stanley? Like, say someone doesn't give a shit about Stanley.
Well, if you're a fan of Star Wars, Star Trek, Supernatural, Walking Dead, Z Nation, we actually have actors coming in from those and actresses, anime, cartoons, cosplay.
Godzilla and Ultraman.
We wanted to save those. I mean, it's going to be the first time in the United States all four kaiju suit actors.
First time ever.
Ever. I'm getting corrected, and that's good.
Ever.
So,
what do you mean? Talk to
all
me about
four
that.
Of the, all four of the kaiju suit actors for Godzilla, even the brand new one, that is premiering in Japan the same weekend we open up.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
He's not going to be in Japan. He's going to be here. This is the first time they've ever been in the same room.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool.
I thought it was kind of ironic that we are in the kaiju bar.
Yeah. We are in the kaiju bar. That's right.
Yeah, we are currently recording in the kaiju bar.
Yeah, they're going to have the all four, the kaiju Godzillas. That's going to be really awesome. I'm looking forward to that myself.
Yeah, that's going to be up pretty damn awesome.
Yeah, that's very cool.
It's cool.
So a lot of like celebrities, people involved with like actors.
We've also got music events going on. We have a body art show, which is a body painting contest.
Yeah.
We have a huge, this year is our biggest cosplay competition.
Yeah, I was going to say like we've done a couple stories and talked with a lot of the local cosplayers. For someone who's interested in cosplay, what's it like at Fandom Fest?
Now it's the biggest cosplay experience in Louisville, Kentucky, or it could be in Kentucky, but we brought in 25 now from around the world.
Oh, nice.
We decided from now on we're going to expand that. And
well, it's just blown up huge now.
It has.
The cosplayers.
It has. It really has. I'm just kind of, you know, I'm really kind of shocked, though, speaking of that same group, because they cosplay as well. The Pokemon Go, we're doing a big Pokemon
Go
event.
Yeah,
we're doing a
which
big
is all in the zeitgeist
exploded
now.
In the past
like,
2 weeks.
It's like, holy crap.
Yeah.
I mean, just...
So is that something that you guys like just are reacted to and they're like, we have to do something?
Well,
you know?
It was weird because we were talking about doing an event. One of our guys, and you know Phil Mudd.
Yeah.
Okay, you know Phil. He was talking about wanting to do a big event, big gym event, a couple other events he wanted to do with it. So it just happened to happen at the same time that it just Everybody's doing it. It's like insane. I'm really surprised nobody's died from walking across the street.
Aligned on that one.
The stars aligned. You're not going to be honest. I don't know if it's karma, but you know, we had a we've done a lot of charity work in the last year. That's important to us, my wife and myself. We helped a young man who passed away cancer, and you know, his brothers are coming to the show because we promised him, and we took those kids up to Kings Island as well, which. First time I've been in Kings Island since 1991.
Oh, man.
I don't think I'll ever go back.
You like the Beast?
I love the Beast. It's the first time he's ever been.
I love the Beast, too, man.
I do love the Beast, but, man, it's crazy expensive. Go to Holiday World. It's free parking and free drinks and all that. But everything's just kind of aligned up about that good karma, you know? I mean, the gaming stuff's coming in. Sony's coming in. GameStop came in. They're giving us the national ones giving us the gaming units. We had Evo coming out. Some guys from... New York, we're coming down. They want to talk to us about our anime gaming company that we want to, you know, grow. So we're trying to, a lot of luck, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of a, you know, thing. I kind of keep hidden about it. I'm more of the guy that I like it all, you know, but I can't do it all kind of thing. I can't.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't game all the time. I can't.
Yeah, I remember the first time we sat you down with a fighting game. That was fun.
That was a blast. Yeah. You know, I mean, I tell you, this guy here, man, I mean, I'll tell you, 2012 when he first did it, I mean... He was like sweating and he was trying to get together. He was real nervous and he killed it, man. And then 13, he killed it. And then I wish he'd come back around sometime. We thought he was going to die on us for a little bit.
So Matt used to run the gaming track, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, he's still doing our best.
Tell us a little bit about that because obviously we have a lot of gamers that like follow us and are, you know, we throw a little gaming event here
right
at this bar, actually.
Right on, man.
Tell us about the gaming track. Like, what do you guys have in store for people who are interested in going to Phantom Fest and doing some gaming?
That would be the one thing I wouldn't bring with me to a gaming that I don't have all that info with me. We do a lot this year. This year we're going to do a lot more board gaming and RPG.
Will you have like a little like a room dedicated to gaming, or will it just be sort of integrated?
We've got
in somehow?
It's part of it's going to be integrated, and part of it's going to be in its separate area.
Okay,
we're going to do both. Our goal is, which is. Our volunteer staff got together, some of the heads of it, and they were talking about various things we wanted to do. And I said, well, I said, to be honest with you, this is about Matt. I said, the best guy, because we've had other people offer, and I will not say who they are.
Yeah.
I will not bring up people's names on that, but I just didn't want them to be involved.
Sure.
But we were talking about expanding it because we had other national companies that wanted to talk to us about, could you expand it? But we have to have a, you know... direct manager DM, you know, doing what we need to do and get somebody good.
Absolutely.
So we were talking about for next year going after other people because we'd like to have about 5,000 to 10,000 square feet.
Oh, nice.
Of just that. Not video gaming. Just
tabletop gaming.
Tabletop gaming. Just standard what I call old school.
Yeah.
You know, because before computers wanted to take over the world, man.
I mean, I call it analog gaming.
I call it analog. That's great. That's great. So that's where we're cruising to. This year is just, this was the year that we knew we could go bigger because we went to the fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. We actually had no choice because they were shutting down the convention center to rebuild it.
Sure.
Do you think they shot themselves in the foot by closing both sections down? You go and talk about it. We're here, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know they shot
what happened. It's a UK UofL thing. Rupp Arena, the folks down there got upset that we got to do this because they were originally just going to take a side and take a little bit longer, but they said they wanted money. And what kills me is, honestly, they've got a better facility downtown, not bigger, just
awesome.
Just it's cool because you got the food court and it's like open. It's really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not that big. To put it into perspective, the place that the one Comic Con down there is like 55,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
We were this year in 169,000 is what were putting in. So. We decided to move things around so it would be easier. So we're like three times larger than they are in size. It's not that they're not good because I enjoy going down there. It's a really good event.
Yeah, sure.
But facility-wise, we're not up to par. We have lost so much business to Nashville with that new $750 million facility that's state-of-the-art. Computerized everything. State-of-the-art Wi-Fi that they can, you know, have no issues with it, and they don't charge you an arm and a leg. It's beautiful looking.
Yeah.
We lost four major conventions.
Oh, wow.
Because of that. And so they had to do it.
Yeah.
But this facility, is amazing. All one room instead of
so where
everywhere.
Where is it going to be at?
It's like going to be in South Wing B,
okay.
Right in the middle.
Okay,
so we're really excited about that.
That's a good location.
Easy, it is. It's nice. Easy access, right and left to all the gaming area that we want to go to. Q&As, panel rooms. I mean, it's literally right out the door. And there's plenty of parking, plenty of room to, if there are lines, which we heard there's supposed to be, according to the city. Well, the city warned us in 13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember when they did that?
Oh, man.
When the city said, you're going to have this man, I said, no, we're not.
And then the fire marshal came.
Well, no, actually, he did not come. That's a mistake. That's right.
It is a misnomer.
That's a misnomer. I was the guy at 2:30 on Saturday that stood in front of the line when my people were crying because people were being mean. And I pretty much told them to go to the other facility, the Galt House, to wait about an hour. We'll start reselling tickets. So I said, the words I told my people to use were, if we get too many more people in here, the fire marshal will close us down.
We did not get closed down.
But it's an okay problem to have, I guess.
I was going to say, if you're going to have a problem, it's probably, that's the kind you want.
It blew up.
It kind of blew up. And, you know, these people went through fire, and everybody that went through that year with us, it's like going through the war, Vietnam,
We were estimating maybe 16,000, 17,000.
Maybe 16.
We're generous, and then it was like 33.
Yeah, it was like 32 plus thousand, and we doubled the generosity of it. And it was like,
blow up.
And I wish I made all that money. Unfortunately, all the celebs got it. That's kind of the thing this year. You know, we're bringing in, part of the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, which are going to do their first private concert.
Really?
Now, here's what people don't understand, and it took me a little bit to get it. They sold 170 million records between them worldwide.
Yeah, I bet.
And the phone calls and the emails we're getting from people, the city called us this morning and said, okay, we have a problem. And I told them it's not going to be that way. They said, well, we expect record numbers beyond what you had in 13.
Because of the Backstreet Boys and stuff?
I guess. NSYNC?
You know, there's a lot of...
I don't know.
A lot of...
And I was just like, I said, no, it's not going to happen.
So wait.
Gray-haired ladies that are kind of excited about it.
Summer 40.
What is the private concert? Huh? Like, tell me about this private concert.
It's in the VIP area, and it's only going to be for VIP folks, and it's going to be not that many people can get in, so it's going to be rampaging people.
Gotcha.
It'll be interesting. But, you know, for me, it's more like I'm into, like, the props we have coming. We have Toothless coming. From the film How to Train Your Dragon.
Sweet.
This guy made an amazing prop. It's life size.
That's
that you
awesome.
Can sit on. Several Star Wars props. Some guys just made some of the Star Wars props. We've got props from back in the 1960s, Lost in Space coming, hand-built robots.
Oh, that's
you know,
neat.
You know, all the other stuff.
That's very
cars,
cool.
As usual. But, you know, for me, it's just the whole experience. I like going to singular shows. Like, you know, I've been to Gen Con quite a bit. Enjoy that.
Yeah, well, I'm going next week.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun, but like, you know, Phil and them were talking about when they went, if you're not into gaming...
I mean, it's a gaming convention.
There's nothing else for you.
It's a gaming convention.
And they're used to gaming and anime, or they're used to, you know, a little bit more. And they actually said the gaming was outstanding, and the vendors were cool, and it was great. But they got kind of bored at night.
Okay.
If you're not a tabletop gamer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So like Gen Con's my favorite convention because it's all about. I mean, you see cosplay and stuff there, but
it's not that much.
And at night, you know,
shit gets weird.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of tabletop.
But like,
it gets real weird.
But you guys are definitely more focused on like the experience of like interacting with celebrities and like you said the
Not really celebrity driven. That's just an addition. That's why we're doing next year. We just want it to be a fandom of if you're a fan of bourbon, come on out next year. You know, if you're a fan of music, come on out. You know, we want to do everything, including gaming. All during film, we have a film festival we're going to have during the week again.
Oh, nice.
We have a film festival at this one called the Phantasmagorical Film Fest.
Oh, that's
we still run one of the largest horror film festivals. It's just because we're in Louisville. And this is what I can't stand. I can't stand the fact that Mike, who passed away, he ran the New York Horror Film Festival, said to me, you're bigger than the Los Angeles show and my show in New York, Ken, but you're Louisville. We're New York, and our name just makes us seem bigger.
Right.
They would have one screen. I had seven screens. You know, I had 8,000 people came. They had 1,000 people, 1,500. And, you know, I just want people to understand that I have a sincere belief that my people, people in Louisville, Kentucky, people in Kentucky are as good as any other people in any other place in the world. I will take a grand and bet on the best here to the best in San Francisco when I was in San Francisco. I just don't like that people believe we are not as good as they are. And so I think we deserve to have as good as anyone else. And that's what I love about what J.K. Knight did with Forecastle. You know, he and I both were up for the a Rose Award from the city the same year. And, you know, what he did was great. I love that. And I love what anybody does here to try to bring stuff up. I just would like to see people work more together because, you know, people don't understand that putting on shows is not a money-making. It's a love. You do it because you love to do it. You don't make money at it. Hell, I make less than most people around make. My brother makes my cousin makes $40,000. We were talking about. He's a big geek. He makes like $43,000. I said, you make more than I do. He looked at me. He said, what? I said, yeah. I said, you know how much money I
know
took
all
home?
About the labor of love because we make no money in Nerd Louisville as well. I mean, we're also a nonprofit, but
yeah.
So I definitely get that like vibe. And
I think what you guys are doing is pretty awesome. I was telling Matt about it. I saw that you guys have like sponsor stuff. I mean, we'd love to be able to put our stuff up there, come to the Nerdy Planet, support some of the stuff we do, you know, kind of thing. You know, we think there's room for everybody.
You about that.
Absolutely. Email me about it. We just want to, you know, work together with a bunch of people because, you know, Nerdy Planet's going to change because we told people what we were doing. You know, we're going to have a school, a mini school, where we're going to teach classes, how to game, how to build your own cosplay costume, how to, you know, we're going to have an art class from, you know, step one, help people to become cartoonists.
Nice.
Or comic book artists, you know. So, anything we can do just to, you know, educate and put it out there and do weird and crazy nerd stuff.
Yeah, this is something we talked about a long time ago, and just like an ongoing issue I've always dealt with, and you're probably running the same thing doing the promotions, man, is like a lot of the brick-and-mortar stores, they want to keep the stuff at their brick-and-mortar store. I mean, no offense to any of them. God bless them. They're all paying rent, you know. But every time I approached them about any of the events, you know, whether it was Phantom Fest or when we were doing Tabletop Day or whatever,
That was amazing.
Like 1 week, and I just blurted out a bunch of stuff.
You had 100 and something people.
150 people there.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Nice.
It was great.
Crazy.
And this guy's great because you know what it is? He has a passion, which I always admired, and I love passionate people for what he does. He loves it. He loves a lot of things in the geek world because he can talk about a lot of it. You know, he's a big Cap fan, you know, and a lot of the stuff he's a fan of everything. But watch him talk about gaming.
It's his first love, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what we talk about, you know. It's like, you know, we go to them at the convention and say, hey, go to the store and say, hey, we're having this event. We'd love for you to participate because it's the word convention. It goes back to the day where a convention promoted your business. That's right. What we're about. You know,
oh, absolutely.
You know, and they don't understand that. It's like, send a couple of your geeks to hang out at your store all day with some cards and some flyers and bust loose. You know, do whatever. I don't care.
Well, here's the crazy thing. All of it's changing.
Yeah.
And except for, you know, tabletop's a unique thing. It's analog. It's never going to change because you're always going to have
Paper and pencil.
Yeah. Paper and pencil, you're going to have a tabletop. And I respect that. Comic books are changing. You know, we're dealing with Diamond Distribution Company. And it's a pain in the ass, and everybody who owns a comic book store knows it, and I am waiting for the day that Disney comes in, and who owns Marvel, and says, hey, you've been screwing with my shit. I'm losing millions of dollars. We're going to self-distribute it ourselves, and they're going to go, holy, you know.
I've seen Diamond do some dirty.
They're not right, and with the way it's happening with digital, you know, comics and graphic novels and everything, and I'm sorry, but you've already seen it happen with movies. You've already seen life change. You know, you're watching movies on your iPad. You're watching, you know,
absolutely.
Everything. Hulu, Netflix.
Streaming Netflix,
Netflix changed the game for everybody. And it's only going to get worse. And not worse
HBO.
And bad. It's just going to get, the new generation is different.
Ken's favorite shows on Netflix.
Stranger Things.
God, it's an awesome show.
It's an awesome show.
Yeah, that
show.
Is a great show.
How old are you, by the way?
I am 33.
You baby.
He's a child.
But growing up back in those times, it was, I got goosebumps when that Stranger Things, that title came on. I thought, is this John Carpenter?
Yeah.
I know,
is
right?
This, yeah, like, who is, you know, the, wow. The like title sequence is amazing.
It's just, it just catches you. It's Monster Squad and X-Files.
Cheesy 1980s.
Exactly.
Totally cheesy.
Yeah. The lure. And
I love that D&D plays such a like integral
role. Wasn't that awesome?
I know. It's like, yeah. So
I was looking at it going, oh my God, oh my God.
He's in Mirkwood.
What?
All right. Well, let's wrap this up a little bit. If somebody wants to go to Fandom Fest, what's the best way to get tickets?
You can get them right now up until like, I think it's Thursday night,
right.
www.fandomfest.com, or mm-hmm. come to the door. We're not going to sell out this year. We've got way more room. Everything's computerized now. In 13, it wasn't as computerized. Actually, it wasn't as it is today. Today, it's great. We scan those people in. They're in and out, and I love that.
And it's this weekend.
It's this weekend.
All weekend, Friday,
Saturday,
Sunday.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We have events going on into the night. Friday, it starts at 4. Goes until 10, the convention hours, and then of course we have parties and other stuff over at the hotels.
Yeah, I was going to say, say somebody's listening to Nerd Lowell, do you have any sort of insider information that you can give just specific for our fans that are listening that maybe is on the down low and there's some hidden secret after
party?
Yeah,
I'm really hoping for a major Marvel, first time I've said this, major Marvel star who doesn't do shows, who happened to call us, his agent, and said he's available in July. And this is a major guy, but he also fits for horror. And I'm hoping and praying that he. We'll see.
All right. That sounds good.
Yeah, I did get a call from Charlie Sheen's people.
Oh, Charlie Sheen.
Nice.
We don't have enough liquor.
I think you need like cocaine.
I love that too.
I don't know about it. All right. Well, Ken, Chris, thanks for talking
with
us.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate
thank you.
Yeah,
this, having us on.
This was great. And if you're listening to this and you don't have tickets right now, go out to fandomfest.com, get a ticket. It's going to be this weekend. It's going to be fun. You'll probably see Nerd Louisville there. We're going to be there taking some photos, hanging out, spreading the word.
When will this program be up?
I will put this up Wednesday.
All right. If you want,
I'll edit tomorrow night and then
maybe post it Wednesday. Just, you know, if you want to throw out one ticket, put it on your Facebook, people want to listen, we give a ticket to the winner and you want to draw and let us know who
absolutely.
It is.
Awesome.
That sounds great. We'll do that.
Right on.
All right.
Make it a pair of tickets.
Pair of tickets. That sounds great. So you heard it from Ken. We'll figure out the details, but if you're listening, you have a chance to win a pair of tickets to Fandom Fest.
Sweet.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.